Part 9, Solving Equations Using Graphing, Example 3.
Graph y equals 2x minus 1.
Okay.
Ah, nicely set up, already in slope-intercept form.
Absolutely.
These are the equations we like.
Okay.
Oh, yes, we love these equations.
Make it happen.
We want to marry these equations. Ha 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 ha, get it?
Wow. No, I'm not quite that close with my equation. Sorry, Randy. All right, so yes. How do we graph this equation?
So, this is already set up in these nicely set up slope-intercept forms.
You've stated that. Y equals 2x minus
1. 2x minus 1. So first we need the y-intercept, which is negative 1.
Okay.
So that means we go to the left 1 from the origin. Wait.
Okay, it's your y-intercept, so what are you doing with it?
Y, x, y. Wait. Yeah, so we want to go down 1.
Very good.
Down 1, always start from the origin. We go.
Because the y-intercept, if you were to write the coordinate to that point, the x-coordinate would be 0.
Would be 0.
And the y-coordinate would be whatever's one. There. For, right. So for here, it's negative 1.
Right, negative 1. So, from the origin, we want to go down 1.
Good.
Plot the point.
Mm-hmm. Brandon grabs one of the points, cut from a wiki stick.
Always make sure you're plotting the points.
Plotting points is good.
Yes.
Okay. And what do you need? What other information do you need from there?
We also need the slope.
Okay.
Which is 2.
How do you know 2 is the slope?
Because that's the form for equation of the line.
All right. So 2 is your slope because the standard. Or not the standard, the slope-intercept form of this is y equals mx plus b,
and
m being
the
slope.
Yes.
Good.
So 2, now remember slopes are fractions, so that's 2 over 1.
Right.
So.
And how do you know which way to go?
If it's rise over run.
Okay.
Slope is always rise over run. And if it's negative, you go down for the rise. If it's positive, you go up for the rise.
Right. So you're at negative 1.
Right.
So are we rising or are we running?
We are rising.
Okay, good.
We go up 2.
Uh-huh.
And over 1.
Good.
And plot the point.
Plot your point. What are the coordinates of that point? Trick question.
Ooh.
This is where I can see whether or not you can interpret the graph.
Oh, boy.
You're plotting the point. You could also do the math calculations and figure it out, but I want you to be able to tell me what the coordinates of that point is. R.
One, one.
Good.
One, one.
One, one. All right. Now what? When we're graphing this line, how many points should we put
in there? We want at least 3 points.
3 would make it easier, yes.
Yes. Yeah, 2 points is good, but
3 you get a little straighter. The more points you have, the straighter your line's going to be. In terms of wiki stick land.
Yes, wiki stick land. Welcome to wiki stick land.
Okay. Plot
the
next point.
Today.
So from that 1-1 point, what do you do?
We go up 2 and over 1.
Why?
Because that's the slope.
Because you have to use the slope, which is rise over run.
Yes.
Good.
And we plot the point.
And what are the coordinates of that point?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy, the questions I'm not expecting.
That's all right. Expect the unexpected, Brandon.
Yeah, let's see. So x, comma, y. So we want 1, 2, 3.
Let me see. Yep. Good.
Okay. So we have 3 points. So we take our wiki stick. Wiki stick.
And what are you doing with that wiki stick?
And we place it over all 3 points.
What do you do with it first?
Oh. Can't forget to make it taut.
Taut. But you gotta keep it taut when you're laying it down. Because if you pull it taut and then you wiggle it and squish it up, then you're going to get this goofy-looking line that won't serve your purpose. It won't do you any good. Because, well, let's say you need other information on that graph. Right? Let's say you're plotting prices of items at the grocery store.
Okay.
And you have, you know, your apples for so many pounds, you know, cents per pound, right, and then the pears and blah, 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 and you want to figure out, you know, well, what are oranges going to be if they're all in a gradual increase.
Right.
Then you could check that out from this graph. Now, make sure that all your, that's across all of your points.
The line does not intersect 0, negative 1.
Feel, let's see if you can find your point. Ha, ha, ha. There you are. All right, now, do you think that line is straight?
Definitely.
No, I don't
especially
think so.
Especially on this end. Ooh,
so what do you think might be really helpful in this case that you don't like to use?
The ruler.
The ruler. Right, well, we don't have that today, so I'm going to straighten
it out. Okay, we don't have it anyway, so.
I'm going to straighten it out for you.
The teacher pulls the wiki stick caught.
Miss Sullivan to the rescue, I know.
Yes.
All right. These are kind of hard to lay across there, but
yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good. All right, close enough.
Okay.
So there's your equation in the line.
Yeah.
Graphed. Good job. Now what? Can you tell me another point on that line? I know.
Oh boy.
Surprise question.
Oh man.
Brandon's fingers remain steady over the points.
How would you find another point on that line?
Well, I'll keep going from the slope.
Well, that would be the cheater way to do it.
The cheater way?
Yep. You have your line here. How can you find another point on the line?
Oh, here. Wait a minute.
Find where that line...
Where the line crosses
two other lines.
Right.
On the raised
right
line.
Right over here.
All right. So what are the coordinates of that point? You can do this. Put your head up. That's better.
Brandon counts up the y-axis.
It's nice to see your face.
Yeah.
And then counts to the right.
That would be 3, 5.
Okay. And you could double check that by doing the slope.
Right.
Okay. Clear your board.